You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, back on the board after a day off. Glad to have him along. Glad to have you along. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, February 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at our world headquarters in downtown Madison. Overcast skies. Some parts of Wisconsin may hit the old 50-degree mark today, a little, I'm not sure to call it a late winter or early spring thaw, but temperatures may kind of moderate out, temperatures in the 40s, looking like some rain in parts of Wisconsin later on in the week. So maybe that old groundhog, Jimmy the Groundhog, was right, Zommers. Spring may be coming early.
That seems to be the case, but you never know. In Wisconsin, when you get second or third winter, right. it happens. It's hard to say.
You know, we got the boys basketball tournament coming up here in Madison. You always seem to get a big snowfall for that. So probably plenty of winter left, but it feels kind of nice after a weekend up in Hayward. Beautiful weekend up in Hayward. We covered the Birkebeiner up there. Just a good time had by all. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, a What's Worse? Cold and Flu edition. We'll ask you those questions and talk you a little bit about the Brewers getting their opener down in Arizona this weekend. And first time in a long, long time without Bob Uecker. We'll discuss that. But we'll bring on our ongoing contributor and friend right now, Matt Flynn, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a Navy veteran, and also a great author. Matt, you're a guy who gets about town. You ever been up there at Hayward at the Birkebeiner?
Yeah, I have a brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law passed away, but... Jack Reeder of Reeder's Recess Resort. Anybody up in Hayward, Reeder's Recess Resort, Jack Reeder, my brother-in-law, good man, and I love going up there and visiting him.
Now, wait a minute, Matt. We've been friends for a while now. You know a guy that owns a resort, and I've been sleeping on a cot on a futon up there in Hayward at the radio station.
Yeah, I've been to the radio station. I was interviewed there, and those are very, very Spartan accommodations yes. for men of your stature.
Yes.
I will let Jack Reeder know. My friend Todd Albaugh needs very decent quarters.
Next year, I'm staying at the place. That's great. Well, it's just a great...
Well, I play...
What?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I play poker in the casino up there.
Did you really?
Yeah, go, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Charlie Pride was in a country... thing. This is 10 years ago. Uh-huh. We played poker. Hayward is a wonderful place. Wonderful place.
It really is. Well, great to have you along. Thanks for giving us a little bit more time here at hour number two, Matt. Lots of people on the phone lines yet. You could join Matt, talk a little bit about the news over the weekend, amongst them that Donald Trump, President Trump, firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and several other military officials, over 5,000 civilian folks in the military as well, firing inspectors general across the board, and a judge advocates general, better known as JAG officers in the military, and also, dramatically changing the United States position with the war in Ukraine. Of course, everybody who knows facts, that knows the sky is blue, knows it was Russia who attacked Ukraine unprovoked, and now over the weekend, Donald Trump changing the foreign policy of the United States here. And, here's a guy, Matt, we're going to get to the phone line. Don't hang up, but we'll be right with you. But I want to get your quick take on a couple of things. Number one, Trump and Musk, among these big purges, they fire the people in charge of nuclear weapons until they found out, oh, wait a minute, they're in charge of the nukes. Then they try to rehire them, but they can't because they don't have their personal emails. I mean, these people, their elevator doesn't go to the top floor.
Right. The emblematic thing is Musk is there in a weird outfit with a weird, I don't know what kind of hat he had on. brandishing a chainsaw, yeah. Chainsaw Charlie, and that's how he treats human beings. That's how he cuts down his the forest for the hell of it. And he goes, "You 10,000 people, get out. You tell me any good things you do." And then he sends them these things saying they're being terminated for bad performance. That's false. This is blanket. That hurts them for future job applications. He does not care about human beings. Remember, he's a South African guy, and he became a citizen, although, frankly, if I were in office, I would investigate, because he had a student visa in Stanford and didn't show up. Mm. But he stayed in the United States. That's a violation. It should have been disclosed. I wouldn't mind seeing him deported, quite frankly. He's a danger to the United States, absolute danger to the United States. And here he goes, here's a chainsaw. I'm going to cut a couple of million people in half and destroy their careers. Who puts up with that? We don't put up with that. We do not put up with that.
Here's another quick take, Matt. Over the weekend, Musk sent out from his made-up... I'm tired of people calling it, the Department of Government Efficiency. It is not a department. It is not anything that's been condoned by Congress. It's a made-up thing. It's a made-up agency. But Musk sends out to all department heads, including the military, that you have to get me by today, Monday, the top 5 things that you accomplished to justify your existence. And if you don't, I'll take that as your resignation. Now, Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, set up a new rapid response team at Department of Defense, and they have a new Twitter handle specifically for rapid response to Department of Defense. Wisconsin's own Congressman Derek Van Orten was carrying on about this, how he was all for it, and a couple of people pushed back. And he said, he said a lot of terrible things. Anyway, Derek Van Orten is clearly not tuned into his own administration. He's also a MAGA Republican, because get this, Hegseth's own Department of Defense put out the following statement. I want to read this for you, Matt Flynn, and get your take. Here it is. Quote, Department of Defense, DOD, personnel may have received an email from OPN, Office of Personnel Management, requesting information. The Department of Defense is responsible for reviewing the performance of its personnel and will conduct any review in accordance with its own procedures. When and if required, the department will coordinate responses to the email you have received from OPM. For now, please pause any response to the OPM email titled, quote, "What You Did Last Week," unquote. What did you do last week? Signed, Darren Selnick, performing the duties of the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. Matt Flynn, this administration can't even get on the same page amongst themselves.
Right. These people, it's sort of like the Three Stooges, except I like the Three Stooges, and they're funny. This is not funny. This really is not funny. And you have a guy like Van Orden. By the way, Becca Cook did a hell of a job against him, and I'm hoping she takes him on again. This guy's a disgrace to the Congress. But getting back to this other thing, right, they fire nuclear people, try to rehire him, can't find him. They say, give me 5 things that you did or you resigned, and then defense, and the FBI as well did the same thing, said don't respond. This is the Obergruppenführers fighting among themselves. The Führer stands above it, their Truppenführer, and the Obergruppenführers start fighting against themselves. This is what's going on, and I'll tell you, treating human beings by brandishing a chainsaw and pumping it up and down and bragging that you've cut people's livelihood. You think that's funny?
Right.
You think that's funny, Jack? Well, let me tell you something. This guy does not have American values. He does not have American values.
855-752-4842. Matt has been kind enough to stay around to finish up these calls. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dale, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Dale, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Hey, Matt, great hearing you again. As a person who is totally dependent on Social Security for my retirement, and seeing how Musk is trashing everything, what say you if things blow up out of proportion and Trump wants to compel the military for martial law?
Right. There's an excellent question. The military cannot and constitutionally should not be used for any domestic purpose. If he suspends the writ, he has to do what's called suspending the writ of habeas corpus, and then declaring some kind of rebellion or an emergency. If he does that, our federal judges, even the six tarantulas, will have no choice but to enjoin it. Now, even if they enjoin it, they don't have an army. You know what it
Matt, tell folks, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. What, for those of us who aren't illegal people, what does enjoin mean?
Well, enjoin it, the federal judges may say, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
Okay.
But they have no army. They have no army. And so if Trump says the army is going to do it and the federal judges say no, you know what it comes down to, which is really sad? Who does the army obey?
Yeah.
And what's sad is the army is very diverse and it may obey different tasks. This is third world stuff. This has gone on in Latin America. This has gone on in Africa. And Trump is plunging us into this. And on Social Security, he could very well, by executive order, say Musk thinks that we should privatize it or reduce it by 80% or 20%. Mm. And it'll go to the six tarantulas. Yeah. It's very dangerous what he's doing, and he's avoiding the Constitution.
855-752-4842. Let's go down to one of Matt and I's favorite cities in Wisconsin, Monroe, Wisconsin, home of the cheesemakers, Angie in Monroe. Angie, what say you?
I just want to say I've never been so embarrassed to be an American. It's pretty sad what I'm seeing. I am totally with Ukraine, and I'm glad that we're talking about this. That way I can call this empathy thing, and I'm glad we're talking about it. That way we all get together with ideas because we got to do something to save America.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. It makes me sick to my stomach, and I'm scared every day. And these people think we should be on Russia's side. What? I don't even know. I'm arguing with somebody on Facebook about this. And she wants us to be on Russia's side. And I'm like, that is not what we do. It's like, you go to Russia then. Why do we have to change America?
Yeah.
Great. Right. Angie, let me just make if I can just respond quickly, Todd. Angie, I would look at it this way. I'm never ashamed to be an American. I am proud to be an American. We have an un-American president that snuck in and is destroying the Constitution. The Russians have been responsible for torture, invasion, genocide, and fraud for a long time. In the Second World War, Stalin killed tens of millions of people, millions of Ukrainians killed. Trump is siding with a torturer and a genocidal sadist. We do not consent to go along with that. Get on the phone right away. Call the Ukrainian embassy. Call the NATO embassies. Mm-hmm. Say, we stand with you. Do not trust Trump. We do not support Trump.
I echo Matt Flynn's comments. I am proud every day to be American, predominantly our men and women in uniform and others across America. I'm proud of Matt Flynn, too. Come on back. More questions with Matt Flynn next on the Todd LaBelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw.
With the U.S. Constitution in one hand and his mighty writing pen in the other, helping save America each and every day, Matt Flynn direct joins us, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a Navy veteran, and yes, an author. Always glad to have him here, Matt, on Mondays with Matt, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's go right to the phone lines. One more call to get to here. It is Cindy in Appleton being very patient. Cindy, thanks for holding on. What's your question and a comment for Matt Flynn?
Well, I would just like to say that for everybody that calls to the radio station, they should be, as soon as they hang up, they should be calling their federal senator and their federal congressman and telling them to knock this off, do not cut Social Security. As a matter of fact, I talked to Tony Weed's office last week, and that office assured me they were not going to touch Social Security, although I said, I don't believe you people because you're a backer of Trump. So, but, you know, I think every time someone calls, they should also make that call to the legislators and tell them the same thing they're telling you.
Excellent point of view. And, you know, in addition to calling ambassadors saying we stand with Ukraine, what you're saying is very, very important. The Republican Party, ever since George W. Bush, has floated the idea of privatizing Social Security and also voucherizing Medicare. So they would give you a voucher for Medicare, and you'd have to buy your own insurance, and they'd privatize Social Security, make it into a 401k. If that happened, people would get cheated on their investments, cheated in the stock market. You'd have to hire a lawyer to get the insurance company to cover your injuries. We can't let them do that. Musk believes in that. Musk will recommend that to Trump. Trump will then possibly try it by executive order. That is unconstitutional. But the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, if they side with him, because they already have on a lot of things, that could be a very dangerous blow to our economy and to our country and our culture. So I stand exactly with Cindy. Thank you for calling. Good to hear from you again. Call all of them. Do not touch Social Security. Do not touch Medicare. Don't voucherize them, and do not privatize them. Those are the words. Don't right. privatize Social Security. Don't voucherize Medicare.
I want to get to a speed round here, Matt. I want to get your take on this. This is a longtime Democratic strategist, James Carville, one of the architects of the Clinton campaign, still goes on podcasts. He was on a podcast over the weekend, Matt. This is a very hot take. But I want the audience to listen to this from James Carville on what he thinks that national Democrats should do right now and a prediction, and get Matt's take on the other side. Here's James Carville.
Well, okay, I'm going to tease a piece I'm pretty sure will be coming out that I'm doing in the New York Times, probably Monday or Tuesday, but sometimes they'll kill it. But what I've said very publicly is that Democrats need to play possum. This whole thing is collapsing. It doesn't need Elizabeth Warren and somebody screaming to pacify some progressive advocacy groups in Washington, which, by the way, I wish these people were just useless. They're actually worse than useless, that they're detrimental. And they never, ever learn to shut up. And so, Dan, this is what I believe. I believe that this administration, in less than 30 days, in the midst of a massive collapse, and particularly a collapse in public opinion. Delavope at Harvard, who's very good. I used to think, once I saw a Harvard youth poll, I discounted it. I've come to say it's a pretty damn good poll. Pretty good guy. He's gone from 53 approval to under 30 to 39. That's a collapse. And all we need to do, the analogy I use, is Pickett is 500 yards from the stone wall. Hold your fire. It's going to be easy pickings here in 6 weeks. Just lay back.
It goes on from there, Matt Flynn, but that's James Carville, longtime Democratic strategist. He's saying that, and we see this in Wisconsin over the weekend, some of the Republican congressmen, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, others, lots of citizens in Wisconsin coming out to have their voice heard. Carville's predicting that this whole thing is going to collapse, especially when it comes to whether Congress does a continuing resolution or trying to pass a budget, that ultimately they're going to have to come to Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader. And when they do that, that's game over. That's what Carville's saying.
Listen, I think a lot of Carville. I think he is one of the best strategists we've had in this generation. But I disagree with him in this respect. The waving the arms, the shouting, and all that kind of stuff, I agree, is not particularly effective. But remember something. Trump just got elected. He's in for basically 4 years. And in those 4 years, he's put an administration of animals in there. If you take a look at his they're pro-Russian, they're anti-vaccine, they don't care to give a damn about the American people. If we simply play possum, they're in there, and they have compliant federal judges. There is an old adage that says the Supreme Court follows the election returns, and that is less true now. But it is true that we have to get public sentiment out there in spades. Now, the public sentiment, I mean, I like Elizabeth Warren, but she's not particularly effective. She shouts and yells, and everybody just takes it. They go, well, that's Elizabeth Warren.
But everybody who's just called into this show, everybody who either calls their representative and says, don't touch Social Security, or we stand with Ukraine, we're not going to let this clown do anything about that, or call the Ukrainian embassy and say, we stand with you, do not trust Trump. That is essential. It's essential. We can't play possum. I mean, he's from Louisiana. He plays possum. Look, we can't play possum. The point of the matter is how we don't play possum is important.
Yeah.
And you don't go out there putting up a scarecrow and waving your arms. Everybody's got to get behind this.
Right.
Stand up to everybody. We're with Ukraine. Trump is a traitor to the United States.
Matt Flynn, 1 minute. It's all yours. Tell us about your latest works in writing.
Well, let me tell you, I've written five, I've published five books, but the one you might enjoy is a three series, the Bernie Weber series, of this guy from Wisconsin who's a math genius, and he cracks the ISIS code, the Chinese code, and he cracks another one and basically saves the country. You'll really like it. And it also has a lot of the ideas that I've been throwing out on the radio. So here it is, Matthew Flynn, go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere and go, it's China code, Hunting Bernie Weber, and Milwaukee Jihad. And you will learn a lot about Wisconsin. There's not a ton of math in there. He's just a good kid, Wisconsin kid, getting the job done.
Matthew J. Flynn, great author, great friend. Matt, always a pleasure. Thanks for the generosity of your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt Flynn. What's worse on the other side? The cold and flu edition. Join us. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 24th, 2025. Zommer's on the board. Many thanks to our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Matthew J. Flynn. Matt Flynn, always, he always gets a lot of people involved. Always, what I love about Matt is being an attorney, being a veteran, he knows facts. And anybody who can bring us facts and help us understand things in an understandable relation when it comes to legal things, when it comes to the military, I find that a benefit. And certainly he has a take and a point, and we agree a lot. We don't always agree on everything between Matt and I, but that's what makes us great friends, is that we can agree to disagree sometime and always laugh about it, right?
Yes. Laughing is definitely something to appreciate about Matt Flynn, because he's a very funny guy. And also,
he really is.
Yes, I like how he will share that things are his opinion,
right?
Yeah. As opposed to just stating everything as a fact.
Yeah, really great guy. Check out his books again, Matthew J. Flynn at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. I have all of them. They're fantastic reads. Some are lighter-hearted reads, some are more serious, but you're always going to get a great time, Matt Flynn, wherever you buy your books. I knew that playing that James Carville cut would get some responses, and we have. And I want to, we're not going to replay it again, but basically James Carville over the weekend in a podcast, a longtime Democratic strategist, was credited with helping Bill Clinton get elected and reelected in the 90s. James Carville's, it's a hot take. I'm not going to say it's not. It's a hot take. And what James Carville is saying in that clip is that he believes that, and he's using a term, right? He's saying that Democrats should play possum for a little while. I don't think that he's talking about every single person in America. I think what he's talking about is, the way I took it, was Democratic leadership, the people in Washington, rather than going out and you know, in Carville's words, doing more damage by really saying some very left extreme things in some cases, just kind of let Trump sit there, because he thinks in a month to 6 weeks. Because remember, we haven't talked about this hardly at all, and we'll have Matt back on because he's really great at talking about this as well, that remember, Congress kicked the can down the road. Coming up here very soon, Congress has to either pass a continuing resolution to keep the federal government running or pass a budget, or the federal government will shut down. And so, remember, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of Representatives, has, what, a three-seat majority right now in the House of Representatives? So I think what Carville is saying there is, look, Trump's policies, as they get rolled out on the hour now almost, cutting defense, cutting. Well, we just had another story today. We haven't even gotten to it. That several staff, more staff members in the United States Department of Agriculture in Wisconsin have been let go. As someone who grew up in rural Wisconsin and gets there a lot, we just spend time up in Hayward, travel around the state. When people's, there's a program called the CRP payment program, CRP, Conservation Reserve Program. And what it does is it pays people in rural areas that have highly erodible land on big hillsides, pays them not to farm that per acre. And then when I had my farm, I was in this program for a while. And it pays you to plant natural native grasses and alfalfa to help the land recover. And a lot of farmers, a lot of rural people, there's also forestry programs and others. They pay their taxes based on these federal programs for CRP, for forestry, and others. When those programs start going away and people can no longer get that money, things like that, then you're going to see people in rural America start saying, oh, wait a minute, I didn't vote for this. And I think what James Carville is saying there is, don't alienate those folks. Don't start bashing them. Wait for this to just play out. And when the Trump administration starts collapsing hand over foot, that's when Republicans in Congress, Johnson, the speaker, is going to be forced to go to Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, and say, we have to have your help to pass a budget or a continuing resolution. And Carville's saying, that's when you know you've got the power. So I wanted to clarify that, because I don't think Carville's saying, you know, don't. He would, I think, encourage, as would I, people to go out, peacefully demonstrate, show up at these town halls to congressional people, let your voices be heard peacefully, but show up. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Jack, listening in Racine. Pardon me. Sorry, a little burp there, Jack. I apologize. Jack in Racine, go ahead. You know what it is, Jack? I found it here. I've got it right here. Over the weekend, I found a new protein bar. It's called Go Macro. Go Macro Bar. They're made in my home Richland County in Viola. They're fantastic. So I was having a pro macro bar and I had a little burp. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I disagree with Carville. You know, I like your idea better. Your interpretation of what he's saying is better than what he said, I think. Carville always likes one big idea, you know, it's the economy, stupid, right? So now he's saying, you know, just it'll all fall apart. And I think he's right. I think we're seeing it fall apart. However, Trump still maintains the levers of power. You know, he's appointed people to positions of power. Cash Patel now apparently has his Dan Bongino.
We haven't even talked about that yet, but Bongino is an extremist, had a show on a podcast, and now he's going to be the deputy FBI director.
Yeah, so all that is bad. In the meantime, right, the things he's destroying, U.S. aid, going on, he's getting ready to go after Medicaid, the national parks. You know, they're not. You don't just build those back up easily, because it takes a majority vote of both houses of Congress to return to those things. Right. Of course, that all depends on what the courts does and like the tarantulas that your guests talked about. Who can count on them? But you know, the other thing that really bothers me, I'm remembering back to when the protesters were in Washington, and Trump wanted his generals to get the regular troops out on the streets of the state of the city of Washington, probably all over the country, and they said, "Well, can't you just shoot them in the legs or something?"
Yeah.
You know, well, he's gotten rid of the real generals. He's put his own generals in there, like all these other places, stooges.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any confidence they're going to stand up for him. They just might shoot them in the legs, meaning right, people are protesting. And the one last thing is, if you study the people like Tim Snyder, who know what happens in totalitarianism, the only places that stop the rolling totalitarian coup like this with an oligarch like Musk that happened in Russia and happened in South America is when the people stood up with mass demonstrations. So I really think Carville's wrong. He's too sanguine about things. People need to be out protesting and doing whatever they can to stop this now, not sit back and wait.
Appreciate the call, Jack. I basically agree with you. And again, I don't want to read too much into it, but I think what Carville was, his comments were directed to the leadership in Washington, not so much the grassroots people on the ground. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Whistler in Richland Center, listening on WRCE. Whistler, I don't want to go into too much detail, but I saw Mom over the weekend, and she said that she got to meet Mrs. Whistler over the weekend and was an absolutely delightful person.
Well, I would certainly hope so.
You're married to her, so yeah.
at Park Street. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I wanted to get to the part about the Department of Agriculture. All right. One of the things that some people might be missing is the Department of Agriculture, within it has the Farmers Home Administration,
yep,
which provides housing loans to low-income people. That's going to be affected.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, Whistler.
That's going to be affected.
Yeah, it's you're right.
I was in the military back in the back in the 70s, like I told you, during Vietnam. But you know, I'm glad that Mrs. Whistler got to meet your mom.
Yeah,
I've been here for 30 years or more. You know, I'm glad you finally changed in 2011 and got your head on straight.
As a former Republican,
yeah. I told you that down at the park with Dale.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey,
I appreciate you.
I love your show, Todd.
Well, we appreciate
it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate your support, Whistler, and everybody else. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison and WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Yeah, I think he is on to something, but at the grassroots level, I agree totally with you that. Did you hear any of those excerpts from the town halls around the country and the ones particularly in Wisconsin?
Yep.
People were in their mug, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And the other reason I bring this up is I remember reading something right after he took office the first week. This is all fine and good, all this stuff he's trying to push to some degree, except that these people got to go face the constituents in 2 years. And in some of these red areas of the country, some of the Biden-Harris stuff is extremely popular, that created jobs. And if you think for a second, you know, that people, you know, things being built and things getting done again, infrastructure that he talked about endlessly in his first term and never did a damn thing, nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Dick. Great calls, everybody. It's quarter till the hour of 2 o'clock. Need to move on here. I want to do a quick version of this. Mr. Zomers, here we go. Time for What's Worse once again. Let's go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for a speed round version of What's Worse. No prize money to give away. No money, no prizes, but you're a chance to be heard on statewide radio. What's better than that? All 11 stations in Civic Media's big statewide. It's the largest radio network privately owned in the state of Wisconsin. No better way to get your word out than on the Civic Media radio network. All right, Zomers, it is the cold and flu season. Going to get right to it. What's worse, a cold or the flu? What's worse, a cold or the flu? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. And I think people, at first you think, well, neither one is great, but then you think about it, there are certain things that may be worse than the other one. What's worse, the cold, a cold, or the flu? 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom calling in from Los Angeles. L.A., what's worse, a cold or the flu?
Well, colds hang on longer, it seems like, and the flu seems like it's over in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to say what's worse is still probably the flu, because it's probably, you know, you got the vomiting, you got everything else going on, whereas the cold, you know, it's just annoying, basically.
I talked to a guy.
I didn't want to say one other.
I talked to a guy over the weekend. He had this norovirus going around, which is flu-like.
Worse, yeah.
I mean, he lost 15 pounds.
Yeah,
during
norovirus
that.
Is dangerous.
That's terrible. What do you want to say, LA? Quick, please.
I just wanted to say that, you know, to all the people out there, you know, with every great drama that there is, there's always a Superman. There's always a Lex Luthor. And the thing is, one thing I think maybe the Democrats are doing is they're trying to not make themselves into a Lex Luthor, you know, like a Nancy Pelosi type or something like that. So, you know, I do agree with Carville that we just need to keep on making sure that we're putting out our objectives and having basically like a shadow government and telling what it is that we're for. And just let, you know, Trump crash and burn as he continues to crash, burn, and destroy the government.
Thanks. So. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, L.A. Tom. Let's go quickly to Jordan listening in Madison on MDX. Jordan, what's worse, a cold or the flu?
You know, as somebody that has lung problems, I'm going to say the flu because that can be deadly.
That's a great point.
A cold is
terrible. Yeah, so you're more affected if someone has a lung issue with the flu is worse for you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks so much for your listenership. Come back with more of What's Worse and hear from the Milwaukee Brewers, their first game without Uke. Your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the All-Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then Maggie Dawn comes in with the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Dominic Selvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. Always a good time had by all. Maggie Dawn coming on right after us right now. Talking about the what's worse of the day, the question to you, what's worse, a cold or the flu? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sherry, listening in Horicon. Sherry, what's worse, a cold or the flu?
Oh, my God, Todd. I just got over that stupid flu. I ended up weighing 89 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, my. You didn't have any to lose.
I could not even drink a third of a cup of water without throwing it up for 3 days.
Oh, my
terrible, 103.5 fever. My God. Definitely the flu is worse than a cold.
Well, I am so happy you're on the mend. I'm glad you're on the mend. We're thinking of you, Sherry. Thanks for listening to us, and you hang in there, okay? You take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's why I didn't respond last week because I was just too sick to even say a word.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
But I was listening.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and you take care of yourself now, all right? All right. Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate it.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. You take care now. Thank you. Now there, as you said earlier, Zomers, I mean, you worked in pharmacies for a while. I mean, this stuff is nothing to fool around with. And people do die from this and get very, very ill.
That's why for me, the flu is the clear worse option because you can die from it. Norovirus is even worse because you get it coming out of both ends.
But that's no fun at all.
It's just so easy to get dehydrated.
I think probably in general, the flu is worse for me too, although because of my ear issues, a long cold is not fun for me either. Really quick here, Patrick in Wisconsin Rapids, listening on the great station WFHR, says, which one is it, starve a cold, feed a flu, or starve the flu, feed a cold? The starving one is worse. He just doesn't want to starve. All right, very good. I think it's starve a Star of the, what is it? I can't remember.
I do not know.
Greg, listening in Genesee Depot, says the flu is worse. Also, Brian in Milwaukee says, what's worse? The flu. Yes, symptoms are similar, but dealing with a fever and chills are horrible. Tom in Jackson on AOK. Let's see here. That reset. Yes, easy. The flu. It can kill you. The flu is worse there. All right. Thanks, everybody, for playing. I will say that overall, the flu is probably worse as well. Want to go. Bob Uecker, of course, passing away here last month. And it's a lot different this year for Brewers baseball. We here at Civic Media are proud once again to be Brewers affiliates all across the state of Wisconsin. This is Jeff Levering opening up the Brewers season in Arizona over the weekend.
Under a blanket of sunshine in Phoenix, Arizona, Cactus League Baseball and the Milwaukee Brewers 2025 season begins. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Levering. To my left, celebrating his 40th season producing Brewers baseball, is Kent Sommerfeld. To my right, entering his 10th year on the Brewers broadcast team, is Lane Grindle. And just to the right of Lane, a bouquet of flowers and a chair with Bob Uecker's name on the back. For the first time since the inaugural season in 1970, there will be a season without hearing Uecker's voice. The chair, just a symbol, but the weight of his loss is felt by everybody, not just in this booth or in the organization, but around the world. He was our mentor, but more importantly, he was our friend, and we miss him dearly. But he's always with each and every one of us in our hearts every single day. But we'll do what you could want us to do, and that's talk Brewers baseball. We'll certainly laugh, we may cry, but we'll always remember our friend Bob Uecker, because he'll always be with us. So with that, we begin the 2025 championship season in Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Jeff Levering, now the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers, opening up the season for the first time since 1971 without Bob Uecker. Can't imagine what that was like for him. Of course, Levering, along with Lane Grindle, has been taking over more and more of the play-by-play duties on the Brewers radio network. They go back and forth between the TV side and the radio side. But they always knew, right down to that last game of elimination in the postseason last year, they always knew that if Uecker could be there, he would be. And we found out after his passing that Bob Uecker had been battling lung cancer for over a year, and it was extraordinarily difficult for him, for Uecker, to get there for that last game, but he was not going to be denied and sat in that chair to the right of Lane Grindle to call his last game, in which we played the cup for you before. After it, Bob Uecker said that one had some sting to it, and probably knowing it would be his last game ever. It's going to be different, Zommers, but we're fortunate to have a guy like Lane Grindle to literally and figuratively pick up the microphone, but I can't imagine how difficult that was for him to open the season this year.
Absolutely, and it's still wild to me that Bob Uecker called 3.5% of all radio broadcast MLB games.
Yeah.
And so even if you're not from Milwaukee, his legacy will not soon be forgotten.
No, it won't. And a reminder, we're going to have the guys back on the show, Kelly Call and Sean Hannah-Shun. The great movie, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run, is now on DVD. Yes, you can buy it and watch it at home for sale at Amazon. So check out that great movie, Just a Bit Outside. Many thanks to Matt Flynn for being on the show today. Aaron Zommer, always great to have him behind the board. And for all of you for listening, Todd Allball saying, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Maggie Dawn is next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.